You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are with Scott Wilson, president of Nuvo H2O, the next generation of pioneering ecological water protection that uses citrus to provide a salt-free water softening solution for hard water. Scott, certainly a privilege to have you a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, what is Nuvo H2O and what does the company do?
So we have developed and manufacture an alternative to salt or ion exchange for water softening. We use a proprietary blend of citrus to deal with the effects of hard water.
And what would you say that the markets are that you serve?
Well, we serve, we sell direct to consumer both in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Europe. We also sell through wholesalers, plumbers who are working with their clients and often come across hard water issues, water heaters that have failed, plumbing that has clogged, appliances that have failed, and recognize or identify that a water softening solution is necessary.
And what would you say differentiates Nuvo H2O's system from traditional water softeners?
So that's a really good question. Most people are familiar with salt systems, and that's a process called ion exchange. How salt systems work, they use sodium or potassium to replace the hard water minerals, so the calcium and magnesium ions in the water, with sodium or potassium ions. And it's an effective solution, been around for decades. The way ion exchange really works is it drops those minerals out of the water and replaces them with those sodium potassium ions, which works. It's inefficient, however, also pretty inconvenient. Salt systems will use water. So they actually, for every water that you treat, it can use every gallon of water that you treat. You could waste a gallon of water in a very inefficient systems, just because those systems have to regenerate and wash out the minerals that basically they have collected. They also use electricity. So the way our system works, it's much more compact. It doesn't, for a gallon of water in, you get a gallon of water out. You're not wasting any water. You're not using any electricity. We don't use the process of ion exchange. We use a process called chelation, which we're actually binding with the minerals and allowing those minerals to pass through without creating scale.
Now, water conservation is a huge issue globally. How does Nuvo H2O help conserve water and protect the environment?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. As I just explained with how we compare to ion exchange systems, we don't use any water in the treatment of water. So we don't have to waste any water when we're dealing with the hard water effects. That said, what many people don't realize is that hard water causes you to use more detergents. It makes it harder to clean your clothes, your dishes. And so oftentimes you're having to wash for longer, use more detergents and use longer wash cycles. So if you're softening your water or dealing with that hard water, you don't have to use as much water. The other big issue, and we're actually working with the Department of Energy and Energy Star, with utility companies, that people don't realize is that hot water heaters or water heaters that become scaled up with hard water become very inefficient. And there are a couple of different types of water heaters. Most people are used to the storage tank water heaters that you have in your home, the 40, 50-gallon storage tank heaters. There are also tankless water heaters that don't store water, but they immediately or pretty instantaneously heat the water as it's passing through. when either of these water heaters become scaled up with hard water, the heating elements become scaled up, it causes inefficiency. As a result, you can waste a lot of water. You may be used to sitting there turning on your hot water or in your shower on your faucet and waiting for the water to heat up. While you're doing that, there's just water going down the drain, right? Completely wasted. So if you can deal with the effects of hard water in an efficient way, you can save a lot of water just by maintaining your water heater better.
Today we are visiting with Scott Wilson, president of Nuvo H2O, the next generation of pioneering ecological water protection that uses citrus to provide a salt-free water softening solution for hard water, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Scott, some minerals in water are valuable to humans. Does your system eliminate all minerals in the water?
Eric, that's another really good question. Yes, calcium and magnesium in water is actually good for our diets. Nature puts it in, and it's good for us to consume. And you know that there's water, bottled water and water filtering has become a huge industry in the last couple of decades. And now it's ironic that we'll treat this water, we'll strip everything out of the water, and then we'll put minerals back in the water. And you're seeing stores pop up with mineralized water. Well, you know, nature is produced that, but it causes some negative effects. So the minerals are good. We don't want to remove them, but we, with ion exchange, like we were talking about earlier, you have to remove them with those systems in order to deal with the negative effects of hard water. We don't remove the minerals. I explained earlier that through a process called chelation, the citrus in our system binds with the mineral ions and allows the minerals to pass through. So we can actually still consume it. We're drinking the water that has those good minerals, but we're not seeing the negative effects because we're allowing those minerals to pass through the plumbing, the water heater, the appliances, the dishwasher, your shower heads. We're allowing those minerals to pass through without creating the scale or the unsightly spots that you see.
And does your system affect the taste of water?
That's a really, really common question, and it's a natural question given that we're using a citrus-based formula. But no, we are not. We don't affect the taste of water at all. Now, we do have clients that will tell us that their water tastes better. That's typically because they're dealing with the minerals in the water that they may not like the taste of, but we don't affect the taste typically.
Good deal. And lastly, how common of a problem is hard water within the United States and globally for that fact, and what issues does hard water cause overall?
Yeah, so that's really, what we've got to get to understand in this country and globally. We deal with, in the United States, about 85% of the country actually has hard water. So it's very, very prevalent, obviously. And globally, it's even a bigger issue. The problem with hard water is that, and we talked about, the minerals in the hard water aren't inherently a bad thing to us. They're a good thing to us as humans and in our diets and our consumption. But what they do cause are the hard water minerals will create scale. So they're the annoying things that we see. If we're in a hard water area, we'll see the spots on our dishes, or our dishes get really just cloudy. We'll see the hard water spots on our shower doors and around our fixtures, the scale around our fixtures. Our shower heads will get clogged with minerals, and you'll have the little streams that spray all kinds of different ways. Those are annoying, but those aren't the real. The real negative things that occur are, one, your water heater becomes scaled. When your water heater becomes scaled, and the heating elements within the water heater, it becomes very inefficient. So we're actually using a lot of electricity that we could be saving. In this country, we use, I think the figure is, we spend $43 billion a year on water heating and energy consumption. Well, studies have shown that water heaters can become 20 to 30% less efficient because of hard water. Imagine the amount of energy we could save if we were protecting those water heaters from hard water. The other issues are your plumbing will become clogged. The plumbing can be, you know, it's analogous to arteries in your body for your home. Plumbing are the arteries in your home. Those things can become clogged up just like our arteries can. So your plumbing fails, or you have very inefficient water flow. Also, appliances can fail very quickly or more quickly because of hard water. Dishwashers, washing machines, anything that's exposed to that hard water. So there are real costly energy consuming effects of hard water that we need to deal with. And to this point, water softening has been viewed more as a luxury. Things that are, you know, consumers perceive it as the effects as annoying, like I explained earlier. But what they don't understand are the real costly effects of water softening. So while 85% of the country, of the U.S. alone, has hard water, only 20 to 25% of the people that have hard water do anything about it. And that's because it's been viewed as a luxury. Ion exchange systems have been very costly, can cost thousands of dollars, and they're very space. They consume a lot of space. If you've ever seen a water softener, you have one in your home. You know, they've got big tanks. You know, it can be the size of a person and a half or a couple of people. So a lot of people just haven't been able to even install one because of the space constraints.
Certainly has been an interesting conversation. Some of the things that we take for granted each and every day, and this information certainly is very helpful to also know what you guys are doing out there. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and to also get more information online about Nuvo H2O?
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it's been a pleasure with you being with you as well. You can contact us. We have a website, NuvoH2O.com. And it's O, not zero. So NuvoH2O.com. You can also call us at 877-NuvoH2O or 877-688-6426.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, you know, like I said, we're obviously sort of water softening geeks and passionate about it, but we really want to help educate consumers on what the negative effects of hard water are and the things that they don't realize. Just like their arteries can get clogged without realizing it, their plumbing can, their water heaters can, and we have got a cost-effective, compact, energy-efficient, and green solution to being able to deal with those negative effects.
Well, Scott, once again, thanks for joining us, and have a fantastic day, and you're more than welcome to join us once again here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you, Eric. I've enjoyed it, and I'd love to join you in your future.
Sounds good. We've been speaking with Scott Wilson, president of Nuvo H2O, the next generation of pioneering ecological water protection that uses citrus to provide a salt-free water softening solution for hard water. And once again, the website of reference is NuvoWater.com. And this is Eric Dine, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.